Welcome to the Center for Monitoring Election Violence, Eastern Provincial Council Election Podcasts, 10th May 2008. Sunanda, good evening. It's 7 o'clock as we speak, 3 hours after polls have closed. Where were you during the day and what's your experience being with monitoring these elections?
I've been in Wadachena and Otamadi area all day, from 7 o'clock to until 4 o'clock. Early hours, until 11 o'clock, situation was normal. People were casting their vote normally, peacefully. But slowly by the noon, situation started to get changed and mobs started to gather around the polling stations and powerful politicians of the governing party started to roam around the electorate. Some opposition candidates received threats and had to leave. Polling agents received threats and they had to leave polling stations. One opposition candidate was hit and he had to go to hospital. Then slowly situation started to get tense and by 2 o'clock almost all opposition political activists have come to standstill in Wallachin and Uchamadi area and the mob and young groups have taken over the electoral process in a way informally. We witnessed the same group voting in different polling stations. And we witnessed groups of women trying to storm into stations without ID cards and vote. In some instances, when our monitors entered the station, only SPO asked them to line up. There was no queue in the station. Sometimes and two women here they are polling cards and shouted and went away saying they don't want to be in the queue. It was like they have taken over the electoral process by the time 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Unfortunately, by the end of the polling day, situation has completely got out of hand from the law enforcing authorities. Everywhere we could say that people going into polling stations freely and talking and inside and voting. And officials told us that they are helpless. Even police told us they are helpless. They can't do anything because these people are backed by powerful politicians. The ID card issued by village officer and divisional secretariat was misused everywhere. It was mass produced. And we could see that same woman bringing different ID cards and brand new IDs, bringing and showing it and going it. And police this time did not check ID card and polling card, but they did in the local government election. So when you show your ID card, you could enter without a polling card. And we saw people distributing polling cards freely and collected polling cards. So at the end, Wallachin Uttamavadi, there was a no free NCR election. Very clearly, and I have met the monitors coming from Katankudi area, and it was a more serious situation in Katankudi. There was no opposition polling agents in majority of polling stations, and by 2 o'clock, 60%, 75% vote has been some in polling stations has been voted in. And they had taken it over completely, and governing politicians there also visited polling stations with 6-7 vehicles and a lot of security and intimidating voters, independent voters. And we could see people saying, vote for us, openly saying that. So in the sense, it was very unfortunate that election that will establish a provincial council for Eastern Province after 20 years was held in such a way that at least in these two areas, we have some information comes from some other areas as well, especially in Aryan Pradesh. Two of our monitors were almost beaten up. The car they were traveling was attacked with all kinds of things by around hundreds of supporters of PMAP candidates. And things like this has reported from many areas. And very unfortunate that people are not able to express their bill in a free and fair manner. And I think that will not legitimize the process. That's the most unfortunate thing. The process was not free and fair. In the end, whoever wins, it won't be legitimized.
Sunanda, what you paint is a very grim picture. I wonder whether you asked the police as to why they were not checking the national ID cards.
Sorry, Sanjay, I didn't get it.
Sunanda, did you ask or did any of the CMEV monitors ask the police as to why they are not checking the national ID cards upon voting from the voters?
Because, you know, the commissioner has given order to use eight kinds of ID cards, and a national ID card is not mandatory. You can produce whatever ID card. What I saw is in Walchin area, 100%. People using this ID card issued by the village officer and the divisional secretary, that you can easily print it, easily get a photo, and easily get a seal any time. And the election officials told us that they really can't check the validity of this ID card. What actually they were saying that copy of that should go into the election commissioner, if that is going to be valid ID card. This ID card, anyone can produce this ID card. And some instances we were told that even national ID card has been forged just for the election. This is a very systematic rigging of election process. That is what has happened. And the election officials couldn't do anything, and police also couldn't do anything, because they have this ID card. They can show the ID card, say, I have a legitimate ID card, I need to vote.
Sunanda, now that the polls are closed, very briefly, what is the situation on the ground where you are?
It's a very strange situation. When you pass through the Tamil areas, it's completely deserted and nobody on the road. And the situation seems very peaceful here. People are going home. But when you go through the Muslim areas, they're very crowded. People are very agitated, and a lot of activities are taking place there. I still think all the Muslim areas, people are still on the roads and, you know, waiting for some kind of news, and agitated crowds from all sides, every side. But Tamil areas are very peaceful. You can't see anyone on the road now. And by 9 o'clock, I was told the military and police will really strengthen their security and take over all the roads after 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Sunanda.
For the latest situation updates, access to maps and links to archives, visit our website at cmev.wordpress.com.